Welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Well, with the month of Elul upon us, we know what that means. And Slichus Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Let's go to Moshe Stern together with the Jerusalem Cantors Choir with Barosh Hashanah. Moshe Stern with Barosh Hashanah. That's hard to believe. Slichus is less than 3 weeks away, and the next 2 weeks, I'll have some special davening. Chaim Eliezer Herstick and Moshe Stern. And this week, don't forget the Shabbos Chazanut and a wonderful program at Kutcher's starting Wednesday, sponsored by the Cantorial Council of America. That's this Wednesday, August 22nd to Friday, August 25th. And then over the weekend, there'll be a Shabbos Chazanut. Pinchas Cohn, Yaakov Stark, Simcha Lehner, and Sherwood Goffin, they will be davening for the Shabbos Chazanut. And for the convention, there will be renowned speakers, Cantor Bernard Beer, Sherwood Goffin, Yossi Malavani, Ari Subar, Michael Warren, and others. There'll be a special program, memorial program in memory of Macy Nolman. And there'll be a presentation of the Dr. Carl Adler Memorial Award to Cantor Seymour Rockoff. You can call Kutcher's, www.kutchers.com, or call the Cantorial Council of America at the Bell School. If you have any problem reaching them, you know how to email me at cbjmusic@aol.com. I'll see that you get all the information. So there's a lot happening this coming week. And I know that there will be slichas at all the shuls. I'll be hearing Helfgott at Park East. I had the pleasure of hearing Yossi Malavani daven this past Shabbos, and his Atoy Yotzarta was just magnificent. Let's hear Yossi Malavani and a special rendition, if you will, of Atoy Yotzarta.
Oh, Hallelujah!
Cantor Yossi Amalavani with Ata Yotsarta. We'll next hear a conversation I had with Barry Tucker. Tucker, the oldest son of the late great tenor Richard Tucker, who's going to be telling us about a very exciting event that's coming up. How are you, Barry?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Okay.
I'm happy to be on your show and look forward to having the audience hear what we're doing, and hopefully that they'll participate with some of the events of the day on August 28th, which Mayor Bloomberg has proclaimed Richard Tucker Day.
Great.
We're going to start off by having the proclamation, which was to be read at Richard Tucker Park, which is on 65th Street between Broadway and Columbus, that triangular park on the west side.
Right.
And there are Renee Fleming, Stephanie Bly, Matthew Polanzani, and a whole bunch of other people from the Met will be participating, and city officials, and hopefully the general public will be there. At the park all day long, we're going to play music of Richard Tucker. We'll have speakers all over the triangular square. And it's there are tables and chairs. It's a festive. It will be a festive area, and all should have fun. In the evening, Matthew Polanzani, one of our winners, a tenor who lives here in New York, will be singing the Star Spangled Banner at the New York Yankees Toronto game up at Yankee Stadium. He's excited, and we're excited. And on QXR, they'll be playing all day Richard Tucker song, music,
right.
Opera selections, and also cantorial pieces besides.
Wonderful.
The Metropolitan Opera website, the New York Philharmonic website, will be featuring also Richard Tucker and Soul Sirius Satellite. So it's really a fun day of remembering Richard Tucker. The culmination of the event will take place at 7:30 in the evening at the Eldridge Street Synagogue at 7:30 p.m. There we're going to do half a program of cantorial music, which was Richard Tucker's great love, and also the other side of the program will be opera.
Mm-hmm.
So far we have participating with us Cantor Yossi Malavani from the Fifth Avenue Synagogue, and Cantor Gideon Zellemeyer from Hashemayim up in Montreal, who is a good friend of the family's, and the two of them will be featured with pianist Brian Ziga from the Metropolitan Opera. He also will accompany three Metropolitan Opera stars. One will be, hopefully, Stephanie Bly, Paul Appleby, and a young baritone by the name of Reese Spiro Green. And it will be an hour and 10-minute program with a reception afterwards. And we look open free to the public, first come, first serve. So it should be a good evening of popular music, popular arias and a duet, and also on the cantorial side, it will be familiar pieces that Richard Tucker, hopefully, some of the people have heard him do in the past.
Well, it sounds wonderful, and the Eldridge Street Shul, for those who have not been there, has been totally renovated to
right.
its original magnificence, and
it really is beautiful. The public who supported the shul to be restored did an outstanding job.
Right.
Outstanding.
Now it's easily reached. It's at 12 Eldridge Street. It's right off of Canal Street, a block or two west of the Bowery, and I'm sure that it's very easily reached from throughout the city. I'm really looking forward to being there. And by the way, this is the 99th.
This is Richard Tucker's 99th birthday. We wanted to start kicking it off to really celebrate his 99th birthday on August 28th and finish off with something really grand for his 100th, which we have something planned. And hopefully the general public will be allowed to participate and listen to a big free concert.
Wow.
Hopefully, and I'm talking big numbers.
Now, okay. Now Barry, my listeners may not know about the foundation.
Well, when my father died, we set up this foundation called the Richard Tucker Music Foundation. The purpose of the foundation really is twofold. One, to keep his legacy alive, and two, to give away money in three different categories to only American opera singers.
Uh-huh.
I can only tell you from on the legacy point of view, and then I'll touch on the award side. It's unbelievable the amounts of stories that I have heard from people. I went to Temple out here in the Hamptons yesterday, and two people came over to me, more than two, but I just want to talk about two quick little stories. Two people, one man came over and he said, you know, I sang in a choir of Samuel Stirner's choir.
At Brooklyn Jewish Center?
Right, okay. And I remember that choir, Sam Stirner, okay?
Right.
And he said, Richard Tucker was the cantor for this particular wedding. He said, we were all so nervous, but I will never, ever forget his sound that he made. I was standing right next to him when he was doing this, the service of the wedding, and to this very day, I still talk about it, how close I was. And then another gentleman would tell me how his sister sang at Abe Nadell's choir.
Uh-huh.
He spoke so often about my father participating with singing with Abe Nadell's choir.
Right.
Two names from the past, but people just never forgot Richard Tucker. A, he was a great American. B, he was a great Jew. And he believed so strongly in Israel and America. He never went to Israel every other year of his life, and with the family in the summertime, always giving them a concert of four performances of an opera with the Israeli Philharmonic. But you know what happened, Charlie? He sang 30 times. Every day, another organization
Of course.
He either sang for hospitals, for crippled children's homes. You name it, for the army. He went back to the Yom Kippur Day War. He went back all the time, always singing free. The other side of him was the opera side.
Mm-hmm.
So we set up this foundation to give away money because wherever he went in throughout the world, he would always listen to all singers and giving them advice for their hopefully there for their careers.
Right.
And so we believe that this would be helpful to fit into his legacy.
Interesting.
And since he loved America so much, we just give away money only to American opera singers, and we have it in three different categories. The Sarah Tucker Award, which was named after my mother, which is for the young student out of the conservatory from ages, let's just say, 21 to 25. The Richard Tucker Career Grant, which is from about 25 to 30, 31-ish. And then the big Richard Tucker Award, which is given to a male or female, okay, whose career is on the brink of an international stardom, who the judges pick on or confirm for that particular third award. I or any member of my family never in all the 38, 39 years have ever put any pressure onto any judge to pick anybody.
Right.
Because I never wanted anybody to come back and say, hey, he or she won an award of some kind because of the Tucker family.
Barry, one day, hopefully there will be a similar type of award for cantorial talent, but we'll leave that for some other conversation.
Well, let's leave that for some other time.
Yes.
It's not far out of the future. Let's leave it as such.
Now, Barry, we've been meeting many times over the years, and we both threatened that we're going to do a special, and that you said you had some recordings that have never been heard, and I
correct.
Am going on record now that we're going to do it. It's a New Year's resolution. The New Year's is coming up in a few weeks, and let's do it.
You got a day, Charlie, and I'll bring out great pieces that
wonderful.
You did in these private services.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I just want to reiterate, it's the 28th. It's Tuesday evening at 7:30 at the Eldridge Street Synagogue. It will feature...
And it's free.
And it's free.
It's free.
And I'm looking forward to being there with several friends, and I look forward to greeting listeners. I'll be sending this out on... a cantorial calendar, which will be going out in a day or two. So,
thank you.
Wish you lots of success, and thank you.
Thank you, Charlie, and let's have a drink afterwards.
You got
okay?
it. Okay.
Great. Thank you very much.
Shalom. Okay, that was Barry Tucker, and a week from tomorrow, it's right around the corner. It's at the Eldridge Street Shul, and it should be quite an evening. It's very easily reached, the Eldridge Street Shul. So let's hear from Richard Tucker. We'll start with Ki Kashimcha, Richard Tucker.
Oh, shul mo shul kechav rasam nishbo. Oy ben na vishoy ben na vishoy. Oy ben na vishoy ben na vishoy. Oy ben na vishoy yom vavilach mo. Hoch zieht's noch ein Weil, Kitzil oiver, Uch oran kala, Uch ruach nu shoves, Uch ahavoy koyeraya. Vechachalam, Vechachalam, Yoho.
Richard Tucker with Ki Kishimcha. Let's hear Vahu Rachum. Richard Tucker. Richard Tucker with Vahu Rachum. A week from tomorrow at the Eldridge Street Synagogue, You'll hear Yossi Malavani, Gideon Zellermeyer. There will be some opera tenors and others singing. It's free. It's at 7:30. The restored Eldridge Street Synagogue. Look forward to seeing many of you there. Should be a very enjoyable evening. You know, as I'm listening to Tucker, my first opera was Il Trovatore at the Old Met. You remember the Old Met? I think it was on Broadway. I think it closed down a few years afterwards, but I had the opportunity. It was a wonderful experience. Okay, Louis Danto, let's hear Havein Yakir Li. Zvi Aroni with Min HaMetzer. It's interesting. It's just a commentary. I'm always amazed that so many of the current crop of Chazonim do not sing many prayers for Slichus, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur. I'm not saying that they don't sing any, but seems to be more of a rarity. More of a rarity. That was Louis Danto, Haben Yakir Lee. Let's hear Tzvi Aroni, one of my favorite chantings of Min HaMetzar. We daven Hallel this past Shabbos. A couple of selections of Hallel. This is Tzvi Aroni.
Min HaMetzar Koro
Oh,
Oh, is that lovely? Yes, it is. That was Tzvi Aharoni with Minha Meitzar. Okay, we have time for one or two more selections. This is the Bruchas from Hallel, and this is Moshe Stern. Obviously from a live davening, and let's hear Shuvi Nafshi. We just heard the great Moshe Stern with Shuvi Nafshi, and in the background we hear is Barosh Hashanah. Okay, the next few weeks will be Slichus and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur selections, always open to your comments and recommendations. You can reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com. Thanks for joining with me, and shalom, everyone.
Mir loy ve kietzor.